You'll hear a boy called Harry talking about his interest in astronomy, studying space and the night sky. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Hi, I'm Harry, and I'd like to tell you about my hobby, astronomy, studying the night sky. I'm not really sure how it started, though. I do remember going to a talk at school about space, because a company was making a TV program in my area about the night sky. But it wasn't until later, when I joined a local club to study what's in space, that I used a telescope for the first time. So going there was probably the starting point, I'd say. After that, I desperately wanted a telescope of my own. But all the ones I looked at were expensive. And although I had a Saturday job, and my boss paid me well, there was no way I could save enough. My dad thought telescopes were too much money, but my uncle was interested in the night sky, so he got me a second-hand one online. And now my older brother uses it too, so it started a new family interest. In fact, my telescope isn't that old, so it's got all the latest technology. But what I particularly like are its control systems. You can just align it on the pole star and key in what you want to look at, and its computer adjusts the lenses and finds it for you. It's fun. Once I'd learnt how to operate the telescope, I hoped to see something exciting, like new stars. And a few weeks ago, I read about things known as exploding stars. And since then, I've been scanning the skies hoping to spot one. I'm sure it'll happen one day. Anyway, in the meantime, I finally located the planet Jupiter, and even got to see its moons as they orbited the planet, which was absolutely amazing. I haven't had a clear view of its bands of colour on the surface yet, though. But I guess every amateur astronomer who's studying space hopes that one day they'll make a major discovery, something scientists haven't seen before, or a great observation of something experts have missed. For myself, I'd just be happy to make a significant contribution to what we know about space. That could even be just through taking part in a project. Of course, when you start taking an interest in something as big as space, it does make you see other things too. I've always felt planet Earth was pretty small compared with the vastness of space. But because of this hobby, I've also learnt more about nature, which isn't easy when you live in a large city like I do. And living here does create problems for amateur astronomers like me, like the amount of cloud we get, so you can't see the night sky at all on some occasions. But there's not much we can do about the weather. However, the light pollution here, which means it isn't easy to find a truly dark sky, is something that constantly affects us. I've begun to see the effects it has on wildlife too. Nevertheless, I still love looking through the telescope and finding something unusual. Some people say astronomy becomes less interesting when you can't quite find what you're looking for. But for me, no matter what the outcome, it's always magical. Especially considering how distant and strange some of these objects are. So you might be thinking astronomy sounds like just the hobby for you. Well, it may sound obvious, but to start, you really need access to a telescope. Many people spend a lot of money on them, and it's important to get one that suits you. But the biggest requirement for really making a go of your hobby is plenty of patience. Apart from anything, you'll probably want to build up some familiarity with maps of the night sky and a bit of technical knowledge to set up your telescope. But once you've started, you'll definitely get a lot of enjoyment from it. So, good luck.
Now you will hear part two again.
Hi, I'm Harry, and I'd like to tell you about my hobby, astronomy, studying the night sky. I'm not really sure how it started, though. I do remember going to a talk at school about space, because a company was making a TV program in my area about the night sky. But it wasn't until later, when I joined a local club to study what's in space, that I used a telescope for the first time. So going there was probably the starting point, I'd say. After that, I desperately wanted a telescope of my own. But all the ones I looked at were expensive. And although I had a Saturday job, and my boss paid me well, there was no way I could save enough. My dad thought telescopes were too much money, but my uncle was interested in the night sky, so he got me a second-hand one online. And now my older brother uses it too, so it started a new family interest. In fact, my telescope isn't that old, so it's got all the latest technology. But what I particularly like are its control systems. You can just align it on the pole star and key in what you want to look at, and its computer adjusts the lenses and finds it for you. It's fun. Once I'd learnt how to operate the telescope, I hoped to see something exciting, like new stars. And a few weeks ago, I read about things known as exploding stars. And since then, I've been scanning the skies hoping to spot one. I'm sure it'll happen one day. Anyway, in the meantime, I finally located the planet Jupiter, and even got to see its moons as they orbited the planet, which was absolutely amazing. I haven't had a clear view of its bands of colour on the surface yet, though. But I guess every amateur astronomer who's studying space hopes that one day they'll make a major discovery, something scientists haven't seen before, or a great observation of something experts have missed. For myself, I'd just be happy to make a significant contribution to what we know about space. That could even be just through taking part in a project. Of course, when you start taking an interest in something as big as space, it does make you see other things too. I've always felt planet Earth was pretty small compared with the vastness of space. But because of this hobby, I've also learnt more about nature, which isn't easy when you live in a large city like I do. And living here does create problems for amateur astronomers like me, like the amount of cloud we get, so you can't see the night sky at all on some occasions. But there's not much we can do about the weather. However, the light pollution here, which means it isn't easy to find a truly dark sky, is something that constantly affects us. I've begun to see the effects it has on wildlife too. Nevertheless, I still love looking through the telescope and finding something unusual. Some people say astronomy becomes less interesting when you can't quite find what you're looking for. But for me, no matter what the outcome, it's always magical, especially considering how distant and strange some of these objects are. So you might be thinking astronomy sounds like just the hobby for you. Well, it may sound obvious, but to start, you really need access to a telescope. Many people spend a lot of money on them, and it's important to get one that suits you. But the biggest requirement for really making a go of your hobby is plenty of patience. Apart from anything, you'll probably want to build up some familiarity with maps of the night sky, and a bit of technical knowledge to set up your telescope. But once you've started, you'll definitely get a lot of enjoyment from it. So, good luck!
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three.